Hello, good evening. Is Jill Sosa there?
No, she isn't. Can I take a message?
Well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Sure. Now, how long?
It is a few minutes.
Okay.
A few minutes. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
70.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, or black?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that?
Everything. What? Do you give me samples or you want me to just list them?
You can list them. I can type them out.
Okay. The economy. The woke nation. Taxes, corruption, education, colleges, the crap that's going on there, the teachers' union, the crap that's going on there. That's enough.
Okay. So to the question, what makes you very dissatisfied? Your response was the economy, the woke nation, taxes, corruption, education, colleges, and the teachers' union.
Right.
Thank you.
And the FBI, corruption in the justice system.
So that would be corruption in the justice system.
That's correct. In the FBI.
And FBI. Okay, thank you very much. And now, in which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? We have a list, and we can match them later. Let me go through. Healthcare costs, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or criminal justice reforms that stop racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
I don't think there's racial profiling. If there is, I mean, we've come a long, long way. So what was the first thing you said?
Healthcare costs?
No. That's okay.
Protecting.
I mean, that's bad. That's bad, but that isn't what I stay awake at night over.
Okay. We still have a few more to go through, so.
Okay.
Let me know. The next one was gun regulation and reform, crime and violence. Oh, I'm sorry. Immigration and border security.
Okay. You want me to say yes on those? Is that what you're asking?
We are asking to pick your top two.
The top two.
Yes. Most important to you in the next year's congressional elections.
Okay. Number one would probably be the border and immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be crime in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want number three, huh?
Just top two. We still had a few more to go here. So let me go through them quickly, and you can tell me if we can change, want to change them.
Okay.
The other ones were climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, and lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Okay, I would still say the border and crime.
Immigration and border security and crime and violence.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve it.
And would you say you strongly approve it or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Race relations right now? Is that
in America today, yes.
Terrible. It's getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
And you're saying race discrimination, right?
Racism or discrimination in your everyday life?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would
Not
you say
that?
Okay, thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same rights.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one on the list is the Democratic Party.
And 100 is good, right?
100 means you feel very warm.
Yeah, okay.
And,
I would say maybe a 10 because haven't seen any of the Democrats come out at all, period. I mean, the good ones. I'd rate them a 10.
Thank you. The next one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, that's fine. Joe Biden?
0.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Well, I hear my daughter just went to the concert, and I hear it was very, very good. So
okay.
I didn't go. I don't really listen to her, so let's give her a 50.
Okay, thank you. The NAACP?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Wait a minute. They're fighting in Oakland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get some cops back on the beat. Let's give them a 10.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
0.
Donald Trump?
I'd say 90.
Ron DeSantis?
I'd give him an 80.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not too worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all. I'd like to see someone like that. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't think that, you know, nobody's riding around on a white horse. No, I'm not worried at all about that.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
The first one is, American democracy is under major threat now.
Totally agree.
And would you say that's a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war.
Civil war?
Yes.
Between blacks and whites? No, I disagree with that. Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Yes.
Would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
I strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I disagree with that.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat. Somewhat disagree. I don't think it's better every time, you know, it was good until now.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I strongly disagree with that. Discrimination against whites now, so no.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Parents should have a direct say on education that their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books in our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which one of these statements do you agree with more?
The first one.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree with statement A?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is a fair and equitable court system.
I'm sorry, a fair and equitable
court system.
Court system? Oh, I strongly agree with that. 10.
Thank you. Secure borders?
10. Those are strongly agree, right? 10.
And you think it is extremely important? And 0 means not important at all.
Yes, yes. 10, strongly important.
A strong military.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Affordable health care.
I'd say that's probably a 10, too.
Thank you. Quality K-12 education.
10.
Free and fair elections.
Free and fair. Oh, 10.
traditional family values?
10.
Thank you.
You can tell I'm a Republican, huh?
don't worry. I'm not here to judge. I'm just trying to get your opinion. So
you're getting a lot of good information here. Okay.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. By the way, we're all at the corner of the end of the survey, so just bear with me for a couple of more minutes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement.
Okay.
5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights might not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
10.
Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
I give that a 10, too.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Now, let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you.
10.
And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A 4-year college degree.
Thank you. So that would be, I'm so sorry, I'm so bad with those ones.
16.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Every week.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. It's a small town of 45,000 people, so what would that be?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what were the choices?
Urban, suburban, or rural?
I'd probably say suburban, I guess.
Thank you. And the last question, and you're free. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who is conducting the survey?
Well, we are an independent research company, and who pays it for, we are not told, so we don't influence anyone's opinion. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. They got a pretty good one there. Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.